This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
It's our final pre-draft Fantasy Football Weekly. Joining me today, I final. This is it. I mean, next time we talk, the first round will be in the books.
I'm going to call you every day until the draft happens, just so it's not the next time we talk.
Well, that could be. That's true. You and I will talk before then, undoubtedly. That's the voice of Scott Fish. You know him from the show, obviously. It's good to have you back. You haven't been on in like 2 months.
I know. It's good to be back. Yeah. Thor has been absolutely crushing the rookie profiles. So
he has.
He's so good. That guy puts in an insane amount of work. So it feels like I don't want to deprive the listeners of Thor by putting me on.
Yeah. So you're not doing the show as a courtesy to our listeners.
Yes. Scott, that's it. It has nothing to do with how busy I am at all.
Right. Getting all of your live drafts going and the All-Star. Can we mention that?
SFB live drafts? Yeah, they start. SFB live drafts start June 29th in Vegas.
Wow, all right.
Which I am contractually obligated to be at.
Oh, poor
oh no,
Scott,
I'm being flown to Vegas for right. a draft. Oh no.
Yes.
But they start June 29th through July 21st. There'll be 30. Plus live events around 6 different countries, and then slow drafts as well, too. But it's going to be a fun time.
When it's in Barbados, let me know.
Yeah, yeah. There's one in Barcelona, Spain.
Is there? I like that.
A friend of ours, Liz Loza, is in Barcelona at the same time.
Coincidentally.
So she might stop by.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I want to mention at the outset, and this is going to be a very draft-centric topic here, but... Discord channel. We've got our new, brand new Discord channel. You can get a link to it in the show notes. You can go to Discord, look up Fantasy Football Weekly, but the link in the show notes is the easiest way to participate in our Discord channel, where you can respond to episodes, ask questions, talk about the draft, whatever you want. It's all kinds of different topics. We've been talking whiskey, video games, all kinds of stuff.
Ooh.
On the Fantasy Football Weekly Discord channel in the show notes. Topic today, Scott.
Yes.
We did a variation of this with free agency.
Okay.
I don't think you were on that show. I think it might have been me and Brian. Well, we talked about the ideal landing spot for every free agent,
sure.
every notable free agent.
Sure.
I want to do the ideal landing spot with the first round rookies.
Okay.
And it's less about being accurate, although our goal is accuracy here, but it's like if you could pick the perfect landing spot for each of the notable fantasy players, where would it be?
Right.
You and I have divvied it up. You've got quarterbacks. I've got receivers. We don't think a running back is going to go in the first round.
No. I don't know that one goes in the top 50.
Yeah, it could be true. I mean, it could be bottom of the second round before. I think Trey Benson should be the first guy off the board.
Okay,
that'll be a different conversation for another show. But I'm really excited about him. And then we'll work in a little Brock Bowers at the end, maybe.
Okay,
since he'll go in the first round for sure. You want to start a quarterback?
Yeah.
You want to start with Caleb Williams?
Yeah, there's about a billion different spots where Caleb Williams would be perfect.
Here,
like, is it worth talking about anyone but the Bears because he's going to the Bears though? Because
no,
like
just
like,
the Bears.
I mean, they brought in Keenan Allen to be the slot and move around. They got DJ Moore. It's going to be a decent spot. They got pass catching running backs that are going to help.
Mm-hmm. So and another receiver probably that we'll talk about in a few minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the other part that they need. They might take one, you know, at nine, or it's just such a deep draft class that they could probably get one later if they really, really wanted to and they wanted to go somewhere else at nine.
Yep.
It would have been a good spot for a Darnell Mooney type too for that third receiver, but they lost him in free agency for a team that backed up a little bit of a truck for him. That's arguably the best spot because they're all in on him and they've been all in this offseason in trying to put weapons around him, and I think they'll continue to do so in the draft.
So Caleb brings really all the traits that you want for success. It feels like he's the most sure thing quarterback since Joe Burrow and maybe Andrew Luck before him.
Yeah. His arm strength may not be up there with Milton or May or Daniels. It's up there. He's still good, but his arm talent is just absurd, the throws he can make.
For sure. I love all the big plays that he made at USC. Love the mobility that's going to create fantasy points for Caleb Williams. Will it take time, and they're going to be up and downs? Yeah, for sure. But at the end of the day, this looks like a tremendous landing spot for Caleb Williams and a great opportunity, and DJ Moore's value goes up.
Yep.
You know, all the Bears' value goes up when you put a better – when you improve quarterback.
Yep. Give me tough.
All right. So that we don't do all quarterbacks and all wide receivers, we'll alternate here. I'll go wide receiver next. The top wide receiver is widely believed to be Marvin Harrison, but Malik Nabers is in that conversation.
Yep.
But I'm going to do Harrison first to sort of keep with consensus. But you can make a very valid case that Nabers will go first or should go first.
There are people very plugged in that say that there are teams with Nabers ahead of Harrison on their personal draft board. So.
And it could be the Cardinals at pick four. I've got Harrison going to the Cardinals. Harrison brings crazy athleticism, tremendous ball skills.
Yep.
He's fast. He's not blazing. He's not track star fast, but he's fast. Footwork. You get the long frame.
Yep.
You get a ton of discipline that really seems to have come from his dad.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm not always a big critic.
His dad needed to have it, and Marvin probably doesn't as well.
Yes, I mean, yes. Junior's just got more, I think, just
size.
Size,
just
raw
in general.
Traits. Yeah, absolutely. Now, what Marvin doesn't have, he's lean. He's not as physical. He's not going to help you as much in blocking, I think, but still, the opportunity here for him to be great is very good. Dane Brugler's got him as the second best player in the draft.
Yeah.
I think the perfect landing spot for him is the Arizona Cardinals.
Probably
up four.
Yep.
Right? So the current depth chart for the Cardinals, Michael Wilson, Chris Moore, Zach Pascal.
Yeah, it's not good down there.
So he walks right in.
As we liked Michael Wilson last year.
There were glimmers.
We like him as a three.
Right, exactly.
with glimmers at a two.
But, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a huge Kyler Murray fan, as you know, Scott.
Yeah.
But he can power wide receivers to decent fantasy stats.
Yep, sure.
You know, he gave DeAndre Hopkins a 1,400-yard season a few years ago.
Yeah.
Christian Kirk had a 1,000-yard season before he signed the big deal with Jacksonville. So, Murray's good enough here. And and here's something I was doing a little digging on this. Quietly, the Cardinals offense sparked to life in the last five or so games of last year.
Okay.
Here's the points the Cardinals scored the final 5 weeks of last year. 24, 29, 16, 35, and 20.
Okay.
I mean, those are real NFL offensive numbers there. So there were improvements over the course of last season, and maybe offensive coordinator Drew Petsing gets better in his second year. And, there's a lot of opportunity. Harrison's super versatile. And he drops into the Cardinals at four as a perfect landing spot for a team that needs it.
Sounds like Jonathan Gannon finally got those poo, 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 poo explosions at the end of the year there.
All right, let's go back to the quarterback position. Yeah. Which quarterback do you want to hit on next, and what's the perfect landing spot?
So this, I'm going to start with Jaden Daniels, but a fun thing that's been talked about over the last day or two is that Jaden Daniels was far and away the favorite to go to Washington at pick two. The odds as of 2 days ago were minus 275 to plus 175. Now, with Drake May. Now, on FanDuel, they are dead even. Yep. And same with Bovada, MGM. They're almost dead even.
I like May better.
Yeah, it's I can May, absolutely not, understand that.
Not necessarily for fantasy, just to be clear. Because
the rushing
aspect, upside that Jaden Daniels gives you makes him the first player taken.
I'm going to start. I also like May better, but not for fantasy.
Yes.
But I'm going to start with Jaden Daniels here because I do think the better fit for him, and I'm not sure Washington totally agrees, but is Washington.
Okay.
I think they picked up Zach Ertz to, you know, to help out the quarterback. I think they picked up Austin Eckler to catch passes to help out the quarterback. And Jaden Daniels is very good at extending plays, getting out of the pocket. With those weapons, they're not going to be able to spy on Jaden Daniels as much, and he's going to be able to make those plays with his legs. He's got Terry McLaurin, and he's got Jahan Dotson. I think it's just, and I think Washington almost telegraphed what they were going to do by signing Marcus Mariota as their backup there. Maybe a little bit.
Another mobile quarterback.
Yeah, who can play in the similar scheme.
And that ratty Washington offensive line, you know, Daniels gives you that opportunity to run away from the rush that destroyed the career.
I actually wrote that down. How many sacks did Sam Howell have last year? Jaden Daniels was very good under pressure last year. He had super high completion rate. I think that's probably like the best pairing that should happen for Daniels there.
There are things that worry me about Daniels.
Absolutely.
But from a fantasy standpoint, he looks – I love the deep ball. That's fantasy important.
Absolutely.
The mobility is obviously amazing. So Daniels –
especially with a Jahan Dotson contest catch level guy.
Yes. For fantasy purposes, first pick dynasty league, where you are in a super flex, I think Jaden Daniels is the quarterback I'm taking first.
So I just did a super flex mock draft, a rookie mock draft with like all the people you expect, the Danny Kelly from The Ringer, Matthew Berry, like J.J. Zacharyson, Ian Harditz, like a lot of names. And I had the first pick, and I did take Caleb Williams, but I really, really did consider Jaden Daniels for the rushing aspect, but he takes so many dang hits.
Yeah.
He's got to learn to not take hits. I know he has held up to it so far, but these are NFL-sized players that can really hit. I'm a little worried about that. I think Daniels went like third in that.
Third.
I think it went.
So Williams.
Marvin Harrison, and then someone decided, I'm going to go
if
Marvin.
If it's super flex, I'm sticking to quarterbacks.
Super flex. Yep.
But that's just me. Okay. Yep. Let's go to Malik Nabers, who we already alluded to. Many people believe he is as good as anybody in this draft at wide receiver, including Marvin Harrison, as we mentioned. He brings some special traits to the field. Downfield separation is sick. Man, you're seeing bombs get launched by Jaden Daniels to a wide-open Malik Nabers downfield. I love just the way he runs, the glide. He gives you the full route tree, so many big plays. He fights for yards after the catch. I love that. Decent enough blocker. He's only 20 years old.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah.
You know, Dynasty Empire, I mean, that might add on if you hold him for the full cycle of his career, right? I mean, that might add on a few years of play for Malik Nabers for you as well. I've got him. I got the ideal spot is one spot after Marvin Harrison. That'd be the Chargers.
Okay.
Current wideouts, Quentin Johnson, who looks like a grade A bust.
Yeah. That's
Josh Palmer. And then those guys yield into Shemp Howard, Oprah Winfrey's longtime boyfriend, Stedman, and finally a can of Easy Cheese, which for legal reasons cannot be spelled C-H-E-E-S-E.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad.
Not a lot there.
It's not a lot there. So Nabers drops in, immediately becomes wide receiver one. And obviously the appeal with this spot and why this is the perfect spot for Malik Nabers is because of Justin Herbert. One of the better long arms in the league, who has not really had the opportunity to throw a lot of those balls with Mike Williams in and out of lineups and things like that. But the worry, of course, is Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman installing a run-first, run-second game plan.
Yeah.
And how will that affect end up affecting how this team, just the sheer volume that could go to Malik Nabers. So, yeah, I looked at other spots where Nabers could go, like the Giants at pick six, would make a ton of sense as well. Daniel Jones hasn't topped 15 touchdowns in 4 years. You know, it's just the quarterback differential is so great. The perfect spot right. for Malik Nabers is the Chargers. All right, do you want to do Drake May next?
Sure, I can. Drake May and J.J. McCarthy have similar top spots in my mind, and then they're both the Vikings. I feel like Jaden Daniels isn't a great fit for KOC, but I think the Vikings are the top spot for any rookie quarterback mm-hmm. not named Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, so. you get Justin Jefferson, presumably. Yeah. You get Hockenson. You get Jordan Addison. You have bookend tackles
yep.
to protect your sides. Their yep. interior is not
and you
great
got you got
line.
KOC.
So. Yeah, and you got Kevin
I think that's
right.
an asset, too.
That is an asset. I agree.
Yep. So, I guess that would be my number one for both, but mm-hmm. I think you can go down a couple picks to the Giants, which I don't think is a great spot for any quarterbacks going there. So we're going to keep moving down. Denver, I don't know how much I love that. I think they're more in on Bo Nix, honestly, which is interesting. But yeah, that's. But I think the best spot for one of those two is Minnesota. The next best spot is probably the mid first in the Oakland, New Orleans range. I think mm-hmm. those are better spots for either of them. In May, you got the bigger size, you know, the bigger size guy, he's got the huge arm. Mm-hmm. He can run. He's not like Daniels though, but he gets out of the pocket and he scrambles. Then they had designed runs for him.
Yep.
Sometimes he plays a little bit more hero ball, which kind of feels like it fits more with a New Orleans or Oakland team. I don't think KOC would want him playing hero ball. So I think I've kind of gone on a rant on both of them, but I would put Drake May if I could have my druthers, it would be Oakland or New Orleans moving up.
Okay.
I don't know that they will. But
what I love about Drake May, dude's just a gamer. He, you know, he's surrounded by a terrible offensive line, yep. wide receivers who never get open.
Yep.
You know, like 2/3 of his plays, of his pass plays, he's out there just trying to make anything happen yes. while he's under tremendous duress.
Yep.
And
that's part of why he seems like a hero ball player a little bit, is that he just
has
to. Be.
Had
he just
to be.
Had to be. Yep.
Right? So, yeah. you know, you might have to coach some of that out of him in time, Scott.
Yeah.
But Drake May's got tremendous upside.
Yep.
The arm strength is absolutely NFL level. The mobility is really good. Keeps his eyes downfield. He can process to his second and third targets.
Yep.
A lot of people harping on his slower release, and it's legitimate. It is slower, but you know what?
Yeah.
I'm willing to take that trade-off at the NFL level
yep.
With the hope that he drops into a team that can give him an iota of protection.
Plus, he has that big body, that 6'4", 225, mm-hmm. whatever size, and he'll stand in and take a hit and
yeah.
throw it. So.
Agreed. Well, he had to take plenty of hits in college.
Yeah.
Rome Odunze is going to go to Chicago at 9. I believe. And I've got that as the landing spot. I want him to get past the Giants in Tennessee because I don't like their quarterbacks.
That's exactly the thing. I was going to say, in our little thing, we would love him to go there. The Giants and the Titans are the ones
that...
They might
have something to say about that.
I think the draft odds for the Titans are like minus whatever for Joe Alt.
Yeah, right.
For offensive tackle. And like everything else is just way off.
Exactly.
It's like everybody thinks they're taking
my
him.
Titans. We can't bet here in Minnesota. My right. Titans angle
yeah.
is quarterback plus 4,000. You can make 40-1. If Tennessee's ready to acknowledge
yeah.
what I already
that
know,
Will Levis isn't the
Will
thing.
Will Levis ain't the answer.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I can
you
see
don't,
that.
You don't always have to give these quarterbacks 2 years. Look what happened with Desmond Ridder. Look what happened with Kenny Pickett. If you know, you don't have to do the second year and just play that out to the degree that it's likely to go to, because Will Levis is not good.
No, I'm with you. I could see them, you know. That would be really rough, 40. Though. Can you imagine, like, drafting your hopeful yeah. quarterback 3 years in a row?
I know. But you know what? Keep drafting the quarterback yeah. till you get him.
Yep.
Rome Odunze to Chicago. Let's just talk it through for a second. Also, by the way, kind of interested in him landing in the Jets at 10, which is a possibility, too.
Who did the Jets at the 10?
I'm just saying, if Rome Odunze doesn't go to Chicago at 9, my backup would have been the
I was
Jets.
I was gonna say I wouldn't rule out the Jets when you were talking about Nabers. So
yeah,
I like that you're bringing
true.
Them up
that's
now.
True.
So.
So DJ Moore is already there. He'll keep defenses honest and give Odunze single coverage for most of his rookie year, really, unless he proves to be an even bigger threat than Moore, which I guess is possible even later this year. Caleb Williams looks like, you know, a great quarterback prospect who'll be throwing to him. I love that too. And is Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze grow together, they're likely to form a receiving bond that's stronger than Moore's, who's older. You know, Moore's probably got 3 or 4 good years left. And you get to start fresh here with Roma Dunze. So I felt like the perfect landing spot here for Roma Dunze, Chicago.
Yeah.
Among the spots.
I think there's a, I definitely agree. I think that that's a commonly mocked spot for him. And I really hope it happens because that offense would be fun. Not as a Vikings fan, but in general, that offense would be fun.
J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about him.
Can I just call Thor to get him in to talk?
I know. Well, only if we want to have a 1 hour long pod because he'll spend all of it talking about J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
In fact, let's do this. Hold on a second. Let's work in our break. We got to get a break in anyway. And I'm just remembering now. Let's do that. Let's come to J.J. McCarthy, who could end up in a variety of different spots. We'll see what Scott Fish says is the ideal landing spot when we come back.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back, Fantasy Football Weekly. Paul Charchi and Scott Fish. Follow Scott on Twitter at ScottFish24.
Yes.
God, it took me just a second. It's been a long time. Yeah. I am at Paul Charchian, and the show is its brand new Discord channel. You can go to the show notes, click the link, get right to our Discord channel for lots of conversation about these topics and more. J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
Could go as high as pick 4.
Yep.
Could slide down into 11. I mean, you know, maybe he would never get by the Vikings.
No,
11.
I think somebody trades up for him. The one who could slide, as I mentioned, if Drake May goes to Washington, I think there's a chance Jaden could slide.
There is. I agree.
Like I don't think he's the best fit on some other teams.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
No, JJ, I alluded to it or just straight up said it earlier that I think he's the best fit for the Vikings. That's his best spot. He could fit in a couple of these other spots where where I can see Sean Payton wanting to work with JJ and being a point guard for that offense. But I think he's just such a really good fit for the Vikings that, again, that point guard style. He's a little more slender and smaller than Drake May. He wasn't asked to do as much in the high run offense of Michigan. Wasn't a high volume passer, not always perfect with his ball placement, but he's aggressive. He's good over the middle of the field. He was really good. Like, he had a really good, really productive on third downs, which I think is something that KOC will like, that he likes. He's good in those pressure downs where you have to make a play. He made those a lot. He's a guy, I think he's more athletic than people think, and they probably learned that at the combine. That he's just more athletic than people think. I think it's Minnesota. I think that's the, and he doesn't have a lot of turnovers. He didn't have a lot of turnovers in college.
You get some mobility with JJ McCarthy too.
Yeah,
he's not going to be five rushing touchdowns a year, but you know what? The difference between 0 and 3 helps.
Yeah, it's the difference between Kirk Cousins and that. Yeah, like right. I wrote it down because someone said something the other day that made me laugh. Oh, they called JJ McCarthy sprightly Kirk Cousins, and I'm like, I kind of like that. I heard that. I was like, I was going to bring that up. I wrote that down.
I like it. Let's go back to the wide receivers.
Yeah.
Brian Thomas is the other receiver from LSU, and he is probably going to go middle of the first round, if you believe most of the mock drafts. He gives you crazy speed on a big frame, lot of acceleration ability, mid-air adjustments. He plays strong and physical, and he's a good blocker, and he's been highly productive in college. You know, where – there are some deficiencies in his game. He doesn't run a full route tree. He body catches too much. But in totality, Brian Thomas made a ton of big plays. And I want him to go the perfect landing spot where he could go, Jacksonville at 17.
Okay.
You know,
I think that's,
they wisely let Calvin Ridley go, and I thought that was smart. Christian Kirk remains. But after that, and Kirk, of course, obviously runs a lot of his plays from the slot. Mm-hmm. It's a very thin wide receiver room. You know, they rolled the dice on a little Gabe Davis, but they don't have to pay him much, and that's a prove-it deal. Zay Jones, Devin Duvernay. I mean, Brian Thomas walks in as really the go-to outside receiver.
Yeah.
They've got a quality starting quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. Not maybe at the level. I thought he'd be throwing like 30 touchdowns a year by now, but you know, we'll take his 25 that he's done the last couple of years.
He's a slow burn. Maybe.
He is.
Maybe he'll be better. He'll keep getting better.
Doug Peterson's your head coach. Jaguars have finished 7th and 9th in pass attempts the last 2 years with Doug Peterson. And that's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's enough volume to get Brian Thomas where you want him to be. Right. And, you know, and we saw in this offense last year, Ridley had these explosive games and he disappeared. Right.
Yeah.
It's good to know the explosive game
factor.
Upside is there. That's right. The Zay Jones factor.
That's kind of a joke, but kind of true.
So hopefully, you know, he can get more of the Ridley big games without the duds as much.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that this offense proved they can put big games on guys.
Yep.
Brian Thomas, Jacksonville.
Yeah. Fun. Brian Thomas, Jacksonville, not the pick, but Brian Thomas from the Ringer guys mentioned he was a basketball star in high school, and then he switched to track to get ready to play football in college.
How about that? I love that.
So he's got the jump. He started as a jump ball guy, and he got the speed from track to combine those two for what
love
he is
it.
Now.
Love it. Do you have any other quarterbacks in the first round? I don't think any others are going to go in the first round, but I'm curious if you do.
I don't think they should. I don't think either Nix or Penix should, but it's possible. And the one I think that could is just the odds on Nix going to Denver are like -120 at this point. Like, they are like the absurd favorites. So I think that's the one chance that Sean Payton really wants to get his quarterback. Highly accurate guy. I don't believe that any should. Is what I should
go. Vikings at 23 could be a quarterback selection.
Assuming we don't,
And then Tampa at 26 might be like, you know what? let's just get it. Let's throw another, you know, let's throw another quarterback at this. Baker's our guy, or is our starter, but you know, right. But let's throw another quarterback and just see what happens. But if you get past Denver and Las Vegas at 12-13, and maybe New Orleans at 14,
yeah,
it's a free fall for quarterbacks.
Right. Yeah. There's nothing else. That's the deepest you get, and then there's nothing.
And then we're into round two.
Yep.
I've got one more receiver, and then let's talk about Brock Bowers, Ladd McConkey.
Okay, sure.
Ladd McConkey, I think, is going to go in the first round, end of first round. This is where he's largely being mocked, beginning of second, end of first.
Yeah.
So let's throw him on Kansas City. Why not, right?
Okay.
So you're Kansas City. Rashee Rice, suddenly a massive wild card that we did not necessarily expect. And while I don't expect that he's going to be suspended for the season, things like that, it's got to raise some questions inside the organization about the ultimate stability you've got with this kid when he's gotten himself into this level of trouble already. You know, not only has he been arrested, but now he's being sued by the other people that are in this, that were involved in this, who he legitimately endangered. So you got the Rashee Rice thing. And besides, anyway, you know, Rice also played half his snaps from the slot. So, you know, McConkey would be on the outside. Marquise Brown is on a one-year prove-it deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we know his, by the way, Marquise Brown's decision to, like, go raise his value as a free agent by joining the Cardinals did not pay off.
Nope.
I think we can safely say that did not do him any help. So let's talk about McConkey and his skills. So, good acceleration, nice route runner. He's slippery. He's creative after the catch, which I like a lot. But what he can't do is break tackles after the catch. But what he does do after the catch, there's two or three guys coming in at him. If it's possible to squeak out three more yards before the tackle, he's going to get you three full yards. I like that part of it. He gives you punt return stuff. Elite leader. So Ladd McConkey would be, I think, pretty interesting on Kansas City, and that would be a perfect spot, obviously,
sure,
for Patrick Mahomes. And there's a scenario where McConkey emerges as the best receiver on the Chiefs.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's got that kind of upside to him.
Yep, absolutely. There's even a draft prop out there. Will the Chiefs and Bills both take a wide receiver in round one? Because there's a lot of mocking being done with that. The two guys you didn't mention that are commonly mocked in the first round as well are Xavier Worthy and Troy Franklin. Xavier Worthy being mocked to Dallas, being mocked to Kansas City, being mocked to Buffalo. Pure speedster, really small.
Really?
He's like Ian-sized.
Yep.
Ian is my 11-year-old son.
Yes.
granted, my son is like 5'2", so at 11. But, I think either of those could go, but I like you bringing Ladd up. There's some really knowledgeable draft people I know that have him as in their top five, if not three or four.
Yeah, Buffalo would be a really great landing spot as well, and maybe a more ideal one.
Yeah,
realistically, 28. I just don't see it. The people that know have broken this down to a level that's beyond me. Don't think Ladd McConkey is worthy of pick 28. But you know what? When you're Buffalo and you need a receiver help as much as you do, team need could trump that easily.
Despite what Bean says, Billy Bean or whatever, he said the other day, we don't need a star receiver.
And
with
now you really do.
Yeah,
they need to get better receiver.
Yep, you need it.
You don't want to squander Josh Allen's talents. So that would be the other ideal landing spot for sure. Let's talk Brock Bowers.
Let's do it.
The earliest possible scenario for Brock Bowers to go would be six, the Giants.
I jokingly mentioned this to you the other day, that I would love to see him go five to the
Chargers
or a trade down and Chargers take him.
Which is possible.
Which is very possible.
Yeah.
Just because they got Greg Roman at OC, who has used Baltimore tight ends forever for a while. And it feels like if he installs that offense, they could use a pass catching weapon, as you mentioned when you put Marvin Harrison on the Chargers.
I just think they're so desperate at wideout that the Chargers probably going to go there first.
Yep.
Giants could make sense. Tennessee could make sense.
Waller retiring.
Yeah, Waller retiring.
Potentially retiring.
Yeah. But he hasn't decided yet.
Yeah, but potentially retiring.
I didn't think he was this close to retirement, but the fact that he's still thinking about it.
It's just constant injuries. It's got to be it, right?
It's got to be, right?
Plus, he spent 5 years with Baltimore doing nothing before he started his career. Really,
yeah, he's sneaky old for sure. So Tennessee is a possibility at 7 for Brock Bowers, but most of us have got him going 10 to the Jets.
Yep, 10 to the Jets.
Jets have the need. It would make a ton of sense for him to go there. They've got Garrett Wilson, who's great out wide, so they don't as much need a wide receiver in that pick, but you know, they need a tight end, and that'd be a great landing spot for an incredibly productive tight end and consistently productive for years in Brock Bowers.
Yep. There's other options. I'd love to see Seattle finally have a tight end, but they have a lot of pass catching options already. At tight end.
And but they're at pick 16.
Indianapolis is a little bit interesting if he slides. I know that you hate to hear that with your
exactly.
love.
Exactly.
The Titans are a little bit interesting in that they what do they have? Calvin Ridley? Like, I mean, they don't have a lot. Maybe they
Titans Chigakonkwo.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Chig.
Chig's there.
They like Chig.
They do. I don't love Chig. Drops too many balls. I don't think he's special.
Who did the Bengals sign? They signed someone.
They need a tight end.
They signed someone, right?
It's a great landing spot. They're at 18.
They signed Gesicki. That's who they signed.
Yeah, they can.
So, yes, they need a tight end.
They need a tight end. I think they're at 18. They'd have to move up. Seattle would have to move up.
Yeah, I don't think people are moving up for Bowers. I think it's... A team is going to be very happy when he falls to them.
Yeah, that's more likely, isn't it?
Yeah.
That Bowers he falls into your lap and you're happy to get him.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's
You're not upset. You're not forcing a pick. You're just like, nice, Bowers landed here.
Yeah. Perfect. He lines up, you know, he gives you so much versatility.
He does.
Yeah. He can block too.
And he can do backflips, standing backflips.
What tight end does that?
I don't know. That's pretty athletic.
Athletic.
Yeah, I know he didn't test, so
right.
people were concerned. No, if you watch what he does on the field,
that's enough.
And then you watch what he does off the field with standing backflips. I feel like I know he's athletic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So 1 week from today, we're going to react to the first round.
Oh boy,
it's
exciting.
It is. The best time of year, isn't
it? It is. And then we'll know so much more because even in Dynasty, landing spot really does kind of matter for those first couple of years.
It really does.
Yeah.
It shapes your whole career.
I feel redraft or Dynasty, every bit of this, the combine, all these matter a little bit. Every bit is a piece, and where you're drafted is a big part of that puzzle.
Oh, gigantic.
It's a big piece. So.
Yes. And that's why we're doing the show, the perfect landing spots.
Absolutely.
The perfect landing spots. It won't go this way. It never does, but hopefully we can get like four of these guys to drop into these ideal landing spots, and then we'd be pretty happy about that. Thanks for joining, everybody. Reminder, hit the Discord channel and continue listening. Subscribe, Fantasy Football Weekly. We'll talk to you next week, the Friday of the second round of the NFL
draft.
Can't wait. Bye-bye.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.